Well, each and every week, Mark Ting guides us through issues of personal finance. Last week, after he talked about interest rates for 2019, how to navigate that, we heard from you. One of our listeners wrote in with the following question, asking, when making a lump sum payment, does it always make sense to pay off the debt with the highest interest rate? Well, here to answer that question is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hello.
What do you make of that question? It seems logical to tackle the debt charging the highest interest rate. I'm guessing you're here to tell me there are exceptions.
Yeah, if there was, if it was that easy, then I probably wouldn't choose this as a column to speak about. So the listener, let's talk about him for a bit. So he had two mortgages, a variable and a fixed rate mortgage, and he had one lump sum. So he couldn't afford to put money on both, just one. And he just wanted some advice of, is there an efficient way to pay down this mortgage? So right off the bat, yeah, you know, the good starting point is to look at the rate. Obviously, that's where I start. I look at the higher rate, and then I break it down from there. So the other things that I really like to consider are the maturity date and the current interest rate environment. So for example, let's say this person had two mortgages. One was at 3% and the other one was at 2.4%. I would choose to pay down the mortgage at 2.4% under certain circumstances. So the first one would be that it was maturing soon. So let's say it was just about to mature, and if we looked at the current interest rate environment and it was up, then that might be a reason to pay down that lower rate. So again, right now is a perfect time because interest rates are going up. So let's say that person was just about to renew and his mortgage was going to go from 2.4% to 3.74%. Then that's a case for paying down that lower mortgage. Ultimately, it comes down to math. You just sort of have to figure out. You got to figure out the number of months remaining on your term, the current rate, and the renewal rate. You crunch those numbers, and you just got to figure out which mortgage should be paid down.
Well, is that pretty straightforward? Can most of us do the math? Do we need people to seek out some expert advice?
So you can do the math if you choose to. There's plenty of free online mortgage calculators that you can use, and they're relatively user-friendly, but if you're part of the 99% of people who don't like math, then what I would do is I'd just go back to your broker. So someone funded that mortgage, and that person hopefully knows what they're talking about. Now, if you go back to your broker and they give you that quick answer, they're like, oh, yeah, sure, of course, great, make that lump sum payment. Just we'll pay off the highest rate. To me, that's a warning sign. It sort of tells me that broker is just giving you a quick and easy answer. They're either lazy or they're not all that experienced, and they're not really considering all the other variables. So if you get a broker like that who's just sort of like brushing you off and just wants to do the calculation and move on, I don't think you're getting the proper advice, and I would probably seek out another broker.
But is there a cost to having a mortgage broker help you make an informed decision on how best to make a lump sum payment? Is there a fee for that?
No, I mean, there shouldn't be. So lump sum payments, I mean, the broker won't get paid for this service. It's not something they get paid on. They only get paid on when they actually fund the mortgages. But, you know, it's their business. I mean, it's part of being providing good service to their customers is how they get referrals, is getting people to talk about it. So no, I mean, a broker should be happy to do this calculation for you.
Any other circumstances where you chose not to pay down the mortgage with the highest interest rate?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple other ones. The main one will have to do with people who are sort of investors. So there's ways to make your mortgage interest tax deductible. So the way you do that is if you borrow money and you invest it. So you can invest it in a revenue property or any other income producing investment. So a lot of people do that. They'll have their principal residence and then they'll borrow for a down payment and buy something else as a revenue property. The amount that they borrowed for the down payment is tax deductible. So again, let's take that example. So let's say someone had two mortgages. The first one is charging 3% and that was used to buy their principal residence. And then there's another one that's being charged 3.4% and that is used to buy the revenue property. In this circumstance, in most cases, I would choose, if I had that lump sum, to pay down the 3%, the lower mortgage, that was used for the principal residence because it wasn't tax deductible. Because when you think about it, even though you're paying more in interest, but if you can deduct that interest from your taxes, then in an after-tax basis, you're saving quite a bit more money by allowing that deductibility to follow through.
Okay, there's mortgage debt. Well, what about other types of lending? Credit cards. Should we pay off the cards with the highest rates, or do you have exceptions for that too?
Yeah, there's exceptions for everything. And credit cards are quite a bit more complicated than mortgages. But just in general, if you're carrying credit card balances on your car, so you don't pay them off every month, I would tackle the card with the smallest balance first, even if it's at the lower interest rate. So let's go through another example. Let's say you had a card with a $1,000 balance owing on it, and it's charging you 14%. And then you had another card with a $5,000 balance on it and charging you 20%. Even though the larger amount, larger interest rate is higher, I would still take $1,000 and pay off that smaller account first and then try to close it and get rid of it. And it all comes down to the way credit cards charge their interest. It's very different from a mortgage. It's very different from a line of credit or any other loan. Because how they work is for that small balance, let's say you owed that $1,000, even if you made a payment of $999, you know, you're just $1 off, it wouldn't matter. You would be charged interest for the full $1,000. So that's why you want to prioritize paying off these things. Anytime you can pay off a full balance, that's what you want to tackle first, even if the rates are lower.
I see. Any other advice about paying down debt?
There's lots of ways to pay it down. I mean, if you're serious about paying down this debt, a lot of people will do the debt consolidation loans. The other option is they'll have those credit card transfers. So another credit card company will want your business. They'll say, you bring your business over here, you transfer your balance to us, and we will charge you zero interest for a period of time, often 6 months to a year. Now, that's great. If you are really disciplined and you think that if I transfer it over to here, then I can pay down that debt in that time period, that year, then that's a perfect way to go. The problem is I see a lot of people aren't all that disciplined. So what they do is they end up transferring it. There's a fee to transfer it. They get that year interest-free, but they don't pay the debt, and then it just ratchets up again, and now they're no better off, and they probably got less options because they're probably worse in debt.
Mark, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
That's Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. Thanks to the listener who sent in the question. Now, if you would like Mark to answer one of your financial questions, maybe we can discuss it here on the air so others can benefit. Feel free to contact him, markTingCBC@gmail.com. markTingCBC@gmail.com.